Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
3, 2, 1.
Let's go.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, hey, welcome to Classic Rock Remixes, a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network. I'm Danny Myers. Say hi to Alon Fong, everybody. They said hi.
Oh, okay. I was waiting for him.
Yeah.
Dude, it's our 90s remixes show. I'm so excited. 90s were an interesting time for me. A lot of flannel, a lot of heroin. Not for me, but that's when it sort of came back in vogue. The whole grunge scene liked it. The dance electronic scene exploded. We're talking like The Prodigy and Chemical Brothers and Fat Boy Slim, that big beat sound.
Mm-hmm.
And it just good, an interesting time for rock. I say interesting for me because I grew up in the hair metal 80s band days. So I like Guns N' Roses and Van Halen and stuff like that. And grunge effectively killed that genre of music.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate and love the bands of the decade now, but at the time I wasn't into the whole depression heroin thing. I didn't get it, lyrically speaking. But now I dig him and respect him and big fan of many of the bands. So without further ado, one of the biggest songs of the 90s, it is a party classic from 1997. In fact, my first three songs all are from 1997. I didn't realize that until I did this research. So here we go. This is song 2, the Vengeance remix from Blur.
No, it's your first song.
Yes, it's song 2.
Yeah, it's your first song.
Yeah, my first song is song 2.
Who's on first?
What's on second?
Woo! I don't know.
Third base.
Woo! This was before Ric Flair.
Woo! Long after Ric Flair.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, I'm going to go to 1999, and I'm not talking Prince either. I got the DJ Scooter remix of Blink-182, All the Small Things. See what you think. That was DJ Scooter remix, Blink-182, All the Small Things. Alon, do you realize that this is, I think, our 8th installment of the Classic Rock Remix series that we've done. We do a lot of podcasts. They're all at whatshotitsc.com. But we've been doing these. This is our second of the 90s, but we've done a bunch of these, and you can catch them all at our website, whatshotitsc.com. Just click on the Classic Rock Remix icon. It'll bring them all up. You're counting on your fingers, so I'll double-check that before the next song ends.
I think it was 9, but I could be wrong. Hey, it's my second track, also from 1997. Danny, I love the original so much of this track, and I even dove down the SoundCloud and YouTube rabbit hole to try and see if there's any new remixes that were better, and I couldn't find any. So this is my favorite remix of Everlong, Foo Fighters. This is the Xristo remix, X-R-I-S-T-O remix.
I'm guessing it's Christo. It's kind of like how people spell Christmas, Xmas.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's Crisco. Christo, right. Christo. Not Crisco. Christo. Yeah,
Christo.
I like that. And by the way, it is 8. I just looked up whatshotitsc.com. We've got two of them from the 80s. We've got one from the 90s, one from the 2000s. We have a 50s-60s combination, a 60s-70s combination, and just a 70s. So it is 8, and again, they're all right there, and we try to have a little bit of fun, man. The 90s, as you say, fun time, man, fun time. Can we go to my next one? Let's see. My pick, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Can we do a Nirvana song?
Please, I love Nirvana.
Come As You Are, Darth and Vader remix. Not Darth Vader, Darth and Vader. Get the gist of it, right? So we can't play the whole versions of all these songs, but we're just playing little snippets, and then your challenge is to get on SoundCloud and everywhere else and all of your remix services and see if you can find those. Challenge.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Challenge accepted, DJs. Go find them. Hey, so this next track has a long and sordid history, Danny. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, so the track is Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve, but it was sued because it used a big sample from the Rolling Stones the last time right? That was had all the symphonic parts by the Andrew Oldham Orchestra. The rights were owned by Decca Records, but Alan Klein, the manager of the Rolling Stones, blocked that and said no. And so all the profits went to the Rolling Stones, to Mick and Keith. Eventually, when one of the key songwriters for the Verve passed away, Alan Klein went back to the Verve and the passed away member's son, and then they gave the rights over to the singer Richard Ashcroft. So eventually they were able to make money off it. But yeah, so it came from the last time, the Rolling Stones. This is Bittersweet Symphony, the Christopher Adolfo remix.
Go. Oh man, we are having some fun doing some 90s classic remixes, man, classic rock remixes. We're five down. We got five more to go. Hang tight.
Hello, Pantheon podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hey folks, Stefan Shirazi and Renee Richardson here from the Metallica Report.
And we are proud members of the Pantheon podcast family, where the best of music and podcasts unite.
We've got something pretty cool for you. We're giving away an exclusive Metallica merch package worth over $250.
That's a whole lot of scary guys, skulls, M72, and other sought-after Metallica swag. And we've made it easy for you to win. Follow and share the Metallica Report, and you're in the game. Go to pantheonpodcast.com/Metallica, enter your email, and hit that button to be entered to win.
And just like that, you're eligible for our monthly exclusive Metallica merch package.
And guess what, rockers? You can enter every month, so just do it. And while we love our global brothers and sisters, the lawyers won't let us ship outside the U.S.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, welcome back to Classic Rock Remixes, a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network. We got five more picks to go in our Classic Rock 90s series. I'm Danny Myers, that is Alon Fong, and I want to tell you, before I get into this, I had so much fun in the 90s. 90s, I think, of all of the years I DJ, I've been DJing since 73, 74, somewhere around in there. Right. So, I mean, I went through the whole disco era and everything else, and I think the coolest thing about 90s was that was, at least here in Ohio, the strong point of EDM, which everything with a 4/4 beat was called techno at the time. Techno. Everything was techno. Mm-hmm. And I think it was 94, I started at a bar that was all techno. And I didn't really know it that well, but they had a decent music library. Of course, CDs and records I'm talking about, not computers. And it was really cool. Just the energy. So many songs that they did cover and that had techno versions of everything. I remember playing the techno remix of the Always Coca-Cola song. And the crowd would go nuts. I mean, anything that had a 4/4 beat to it, it didn't even matter. I mean, I played some stuff that I'll listen to now and go, how in the hell did that work? But they screamed. And the one fun thing was, it was probably because everybody was rolling on X. You know how you can always tell when somebody's rolling on X?
How, Danny?
Okay, strobe lights. And I told this to my boss and I proved it to him. If you want to find out who in the crowd is rolling on X, hit your strobe lights and they all put their hands up in the air. At least that was the story back in the 90s. And I started doing that and I told some people and then I realized that I was tipping off the ecstasy dealers. Oh, they want some.
You got to cut.
So yeah, it worked. But anyway, enough of my long story. What do you think, man? What you were?
No, I got started in the mid 90s. And I think for me, that was sort of the beginning of open format, right? And also, there was a big shift in radio that started going really genre specific, which I think is bad for music. I liked it better when radio stations played all different genres. Like, but in the 70s and 80s, when we were growing up, you could hear the Stones, you could hear the Temptations, you could hear everything on one radio station, right? You don't really hear that as much anymore. And back then, so for me, my introduction into dance music, EDM, techno was like Labouche, My Lover, and My Lover, and stuff like that. And I remember Insomnia, Faithless, making a big imprint. And then what blew my mind was the bands I mentioned at the early part was the big beat stuff. The Prodigy absolutely blew my mind because they were kind of rock, kind of EDM. Same with Fatboy Slim and the samples he was using, Chemical Brothers, Crystal Method, just so much good stuff in the mid to late 90s as well. So, yeah, no, I think it was a really interesting time for music because of the technology, obviously dance music started to flourish and you started getting so many more different sounds because the electronic capabilities for production were getting better and they could mimic real instruments better. So anyways.
The birth of Danny, sequencing.
See, there we go. Sequencing. Thank you. That's what I was talking about. He's there.
Well, let's see. I'm going to take it back to 1999. And no, I'm not talking Prince. No, we're not starting the show back over.
What? Deja vu.
Yeah. Weezer, Island in the Sun, the MMP rock refix. Your next song, one of my all-time favorite songs.
Really?
Yeah, I remember when this song came out, I couldn't play it enough.
Yeah, it's a great track. It crossed over because it was in that movie with Angelina Jolie about the hackers. I think it was called Hackers, I think. But it was on that soundtrack. And anyway, real quick story about how I found this remix. So the song we're talking about, let me go back, is Connected by the Stereo MCs. It came out in 1992. Then it was featured in some soundtracks. So it's keeps popping back up, and you'll know it when you hear it. You may not know the name of it. How I found this remix, one of our Panda DJs, Shanna Lee, who was in the Hustler magazine article with me and was the DJ at Hustler in Las Vegas, great DJ. She posted a video just talking to us, and in the background, I heard this, and I'm like, oh my God, someone remixed Connected. That sounds amazing. So I said, girl, hit me up, send me that track. And she did, and this is it. This is Connected, Gordon Doyle bootleg, Stereo MCs.
We go. You know what? Shows like this, and this always does this to me whenever we do our classic rock show, they remind me of the original so much that a lot of times, just because I heard the remix, I still go back to the club and I'll play the original nowadays. But yeah, that's one that I kind of almost forgot about. And when I go to work next, I'm playing the original.
Do it. The original is great too.
I will. That was, that sampled Jimmy Bo Horn's Let Me. So if you're trying to figure out where you heard that's from.
Let Me Be Your Lover is the subtitle of it.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was Let Me and then in parentheses Be My Lover. Yeah. Okay, Alon. Oh, it's my turn. It's my turn. I'm getting ready to give you another one, man. What the hell am I doing here?
I'll take another one. You're going to 94, though, right?
Yes, I'm going to 1994. Soundgarden, Black Hole Sun, The Dominatrix remix.
Sounds submissive.
I just found that remix the other day, actually.
It's so really good.
I had not heard that before. So
I like that a lot.
So, Alon, you're gonna play a song from a band that was named after a bunch of rowdy kids at Halloween.
Yeah, they were Smashing Pumpkins, is what they were.
They were.
And that's the name of the band. You're, of course, talking about Billy Corgan's band from Chi-Town, Chicago.
Is that where they're from?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
In fact, quick short story. I went to see in 2001, just when I started at Cahoots, me and the VIP host went up to Chicago. He went with me to go check out Living Color on their reunion tour in 2001. They played the Metro. And we went out to dinner and we were walking through Chicago to go find a place to eat. They're sitting in the window at a restaurant with Billy Corgan. We stopped, looked, went, holy shit, that's Billy. And he kind of looked like, oh God, someone recognized me from outside. And we kept walking. We didn't bother him. We didn't start banging on the Billy! Can you score us some age? No, we didn't do that. So,
you're like the guy in I was, Emilio! And I was there!
So this is that song, you know, the song I'm talking about, right? It's got, you know, despite all my rage, I'm still just a rat in a cage. The song is not called Rat in a Cage. It's not called Despite All My Rage. No, it's called Bullet with Butterfly Wings. Makes sense to me. This is the Heavy Grinder remix.
Like that one, Heavy Grinder, man. She's amazing. She really is. I think she did a lot of rock remixes. She did that, the Tool and Danzig. Pantera. She did, was it Mother? She did Mother.
Mother. She did Pantera.
Yeah, she did some really, really good ones. And
Born.
And one bad one, but we won't talk about that. No. We did on one of our other shows, so if you really want to know, you can go back and listen to that. But most of her remixes are really badass, especially the Tool. Because she's inspired by Tool, from what I hear.
She's a Tool. That was 1995. Danny's taking you to 1996.
We have one song left.
One
song. One song left. 1996. Got a song by Sublime. You want to know what I got?
Encore une fois, if you play.
You know what I got?
What you got?
What I got?
What you want?
The MMP Hip Hop Refix of What I Got?
Don't be Sublime, Danny.
We'll be here all week.
Not for much longer with jokes like that.
Rising to the street. Light me up that cigarette. And I'll strap shoes on my feet. Got to find the reason. Reason things went wrong. Got to find the reason why my money's all gone. I got a damnation.
And that's why we're DJs and not comedians, by the way. Now you just learned that. Man, that was fun. What's hot in the strip clubs? Classic rock remixes, man. You guys, with that, like I say, that was our eighth show, so check them all out. What'shotitsc.com. Whole lot of fun. We keep doing these shows. We got a show every week. Pantheon Podcast Network. Great job putting our shows out for all of you to hear and check out. So, Alan Fong, any final thoughts? And what are we going to do for the next one? Because we've already gone through 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and OOs.
Well, I guess we can do OOs one more time. And
we can do OOs one more. Oh, I got a lot of OOs.
Oh. I like to give OOs. Always giving you throwback fire for your sets, y'all. That's what we try to do. Got to throw it back, right? Take a left turn, give them something different, something a little bit older. Let the party rock. Let it continue from decade to decade. We're bringing it here. What's up?
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong, presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.